You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On Sunday, the government announced a targeted funding plan for mental health services, specifically for Rainbow Young People. The $4 million package will be spread over 4 years and will go towards mental health initiatives aimed at young Rainbow people. This is the first time nationwide funding in this area has been provided by the New Zealand government. $3.2 million of the funding will fund expansion of mental wellbeing services focusing on young Rainbow New Zealanders. And the remaining $800,000 will top up the existing Rainbow Wellbeing Legacy Fund, which was established to acknowledge the New Zealanders convicted for homosexual acts before the law was changed in 1986. I spoke to Francis Arnold, who is the Executive Director at Rainbow Youth, about the funding allocation. We also touch on the Green Party's petition to ban conversion therapy and what support such as this means for Rainbow communities. I began by asking what Rainbow Youth's response was to the new mental health funding announcement.
We are absolutely stoked to see this announcement. And we knew obviously something's coming because it's always around Big Out that there's an announcement. And it's just so fantastic to see this level of investment in our communities. And also just that acknowledgement, you know, that this is a focus area that needs attention and more investment. So, yeah, it's super exciting.
Now, the Prime Minister has said that this is a move that is long overdue, and I'm sure that's a feeling felt by you and by many. Why is it important that the government has finally taken action in this area?
Yeah, look, Rainbow Youth, alongside the several other organisations that work specifically with Rainbow Young People in Aotearoa, have been doing this work for many, many years. For Rainbow Youth, it's 32 years, and that's without any dedicated government funding. And our teams, our volunteers, our staff, our wider communities all feel the weight and the pressure of that work and the difficulty of doing it in like a really sustainable way when you don't have that, not just the funding for the year, but that ongoing support and commitment from the government. So this is huge for us, and it really does feel like a turning point.
Now, speaking a little bit about a turning point and also the fact that you mentioned around this month in particular, obviously it being Pride Month, you sort of expect that the government will hopefully address issues relating to Rainbow communities. How do you feel about it being sort of focused within a month rather than across the entire the year all of the time?
Great question. Yeah, so as many people will be aware, Rainbow people, LGBTI plus communities exist all months of the year, and you know, it's fantastic to have so much dialogue and celebration happening across Auckland Pride in particular, but also we need focus on these issues and action on these issues all year around. And in order to really make meaningful progress and change, it needs to be done all the time, you know, not just across this one month of the year.
Is this funding for mental health enough? What else would Rainbow Youth like to see from the government this term in support for Rainbow Young People?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I could talk for a long time about this. I'll just kind of say a few key priorities. I think the first one for us is a dedicated strategy and plan around mental health and wellbeing for Rainbow Young People in particular. This investment's fantastic, and our organisations are providing some really important support, but there is a lot of work needed in the background to address the systemic issues that are facing our communities, and that's work that needs to be done at a policy level by the government. That's not something that our organisations can do. And so that's number one from our perspective. Obviously, banning conversion therapy is really important. We understand that is on the agenda and that it is happening, but we also would really love to see that prioritised and to happen as soon as possible. And another really key issue is access to gender-affirming healthcare all across Aotearoa that is safe and widely available and accessible, because that is a real challenge for our young people.
Now, just going back to touch on the conversion therapy issue, the Green Party launched a petition at Big Gay Out in Auckland over the weekend, which calls for the ban on conversion therapy. And the Prime Minister has also talked about it being something that will be addressed later in the year. The petition from the Green Party is now almost at 100,000 signatures. What is Rainbow Youth's feelings about this support from a major party?
Yeah, look, it's fantastic to see the Greens taking leadership on this issue, and we also understand that, you know, Labor's also committed to a ban on conversion therapy, as is National now, from what Judith Collins said, so that's great. And from our perspective, if there is this cross-party support, then it's really a matter of time, and we really want to see this change happen, because it's hugely important, and also that it's done in a way that is going to make sure it covers all the necessary areas. So that would include religious institutions as well.
That was Frances Arnes, the Executive Director of Rainbow Youth, speaking on the government's new mental health funding allocation for Rainbow Young People and also the petition to ban conversion therapy.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.